Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, how was the wedding last weekend?
It was good. The wedding was beautiful and fun. I wore the dress I had in my closet, and actually today in my memories, it popped up last time I wore it, and I did it so much better the first time. I'm so mad.
I think that's probably in your head. I'm sure you look beautiful. Raven said you look beautiful.
Oh, well, I was 20 pounds lighter the first time I wore it.
No, so, it's the worst. It's the worst when you have a dress and you go and you put it on and then you realize that you looked so much better when you wore it and you were fitter. It's the worst feeling. It really is.
Yeah. I didn't notice until the photos.
Here's the thing, though. We went and we felt fantastic and we had a great time. I had a new suit. I felt also so good. And then I saw a bunch of photos after. And it's not just us, Anna. The entire world is 20 pounds heavier.
I don't think that's true.
So if the world is 20 pounds heavier, mm-hmm. Did we really actually gain any weight, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's proportion. It's like looking at the world through a fisheye lens. We're all just a little bit wider.
Listen, whatever you got to tell yourself to make yourself feel better, I am on board with it. If you want to convince the universe that we're all just heavier now and grosser looking because of the pandemic, just sign me up.
You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said at all. We're not heavier and grosser.
Oh, no.
We're just being looked at through a wide shot lens.
Did you guys close your pool yet?
No. No, it's probably going to be a Halloween closing. I don't like him to do it too early, but this year we've been so busy that it's just super late. Poor guy.
I can only
imagine the water temperature.
Well, last year we had to have a scuba suit to go in to close it. Remember you had to rent a scuba suit? Remember that?
He might need two this year.
I rented a scuba suit last year, and it was a 4XL. It was the largest scuba suit that they actually had in stock at the store.
Yeah.
And it fit me it was tight. It was super tight. And it had one leak down by my ankle, but overall it did the job pretty well. But this is what happens every year, and I say the same thing. I'm going to close it at the end of summer. She always says, no, no, no. She puts up such a stink, such a fight about one more week, and that she never makes it back out into the pool. I'm always right, and I say it at the end of the year every time. I'm like, you know what? Next year I'm not going to wait, because when I go in there, it's like subarctic. I come out of that pool and I'm blue.
Do you think that they'll start making 6XL scuba suits now because of the pandemic and the fish lens and all that you were talking about earlier?
God, I wish they would. But, the scuba suit that I rent, it's a good value, but no shoes.
Oh.
There's no boots on that thing. So
that's terrible.
Yeah. And then what happens is the one place where it leaks, it ends up trickling down or up. It doesn't matter. For some reason, gravity works in reverse when you're in a scuba suit.
Yeah.
And you know where that cold water ends up?
I'm going to guess somewhere terrible.
Yes. My crotch.
I figured that out.
And up the small of my back.
Okay.
It's like being tickled by an ice cube. It's horrendous.
Don't you get flippers?
Oh, no.
I should have spent the other $6 to get the flippers.
I mean, the pool's only 5 feet deep. Where am I going?
Well, I mean, maybe it'll keep your feet warm.
No. Those flippers slip on your feet. You need a scuba sock. And I don't think they have those. I don't know.
I don't know. All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week, Alicia?
I mean, I got to give him an A, Anna, because he's got to hop in that pool, because I sure as heck ain't doing it.
Yeah.
So.
And squeeze in a 10XL scuba suit that doesn't exist.
The scariest part of the whole process is, as I'm wringing out the scuba suit and telling them what it's going to be for, she tells me, listen, you got to be careful. As cold as that water may be, it could give you a heart attack.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
Walks me through this whole regimen about how to be able to tell whether or not I'm dying if I come up from deep water or, in this case, my backyard pool.
Okay.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.